Hi, and welcome to Culture Unraveled. And I want to be looking into the movie The Northman. The way in which the movie Northman is taken is really interesting, blurring the difference between the past and the present. Robert Eggers is known for his originality and unique style, and throughout the movie, we see there is a play between the mystical and the material world. And it beautifully captures the way in which people then looked at the world. The past was deeply connected to the present, and the mystical was a pressing reality in the movement of the present. It is in this world that Amleth finds himself. As a boy, he had the misfortune of seeing his father being murdered by his uncle and is out to seek revenge. He grows up with this anger, and when he comes of age, he returns back to his home to rescue his mother and to kill his uncle. He sees that his uncle has lost his kingdom, as Amleth's father had prophesied that he would. His uncle was now the leader of a smaller group of people. Amleth, with the help of Olga, infiltrates that camp and starts to wreak havoc from within. Amleth and Olga love each other, and they have a chance to make things work. But Amleth is so filled with rage that he wants to see his uncle destroyed at all costs, even though his uncle has lost practically everything. Amleth's discovery that his mother was in on the betrayal the whole time still doesn't deter him from his mission. His rage has consumed him and it has grown to become a full-blown monster. Even when Amleth had the opportunity to escape with Olga and live a family life with his children, who would be born soon, he refuses and he returns to kill Fiona. In the fight, we see that he kills his uncle Fiona, but in the process, he himself is wounded and dies immediately after. The question that emerges is this: was Amleth heroic in doing this? And I guess it has to be read within the Viking cultural context. He had to avenge his father, and that was the rightful duty of the son. But we see that Fiona had already lost everything, so was there still a need for Amleth to go back and kill him? Wasn't all his lost justice enough? I guess revenge is something that cannot be quenched that easily, and that's something that the movie brings out. When one grows up with such deep hatred, they become blinded to everything else around, and that hate becomes their only guide. Their actions are purely dictated not merely to see justice delivered, but to see the other person destroyed completely. But to what end? What is the ultimate outcome of such an action? Has anything great been achieved by Amleth's series of destructions? To destroy his uncle, he had to kill so many people in his camp, including his own cousin. The story is based on Norse mythology, and we see that this had become a major narrative for the Vikings, which explains many of their actions. It does show that betrayal has a deep cost, but on the dark side, it also gave the community the narrative to pursue dark and violent action as a consequence for betrayal. But we now live in a world where the consequence of murder is not left to the kin of the person murdered, but rather relegated to the state. That even though the family would have that deep desire to destroy the murderer, they relegate that to the state, and the state will dispassionately make sure justice will prevail. A system of laws have emerged from the Bible and is the backdrop on which the system of law is based, from Hugo Grotius to Hooker to John Locke and so on. In this way, we make sure that justice is served for the horrendous action, but also make sure that those who have been deeply affected by the event are not the one pursuing it, because their anger will always end up getting the best of them.